بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, the greatest of good deeds, the greatest of blessings is the dhikr of Allah, is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the biggest of calamities is to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in Islam the first step itself is Tawheed, it is La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, which is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been reminded to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu at every stage in our lives. The dhikr of Allah is not simply to sit and repeat the names and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or repeat some formula. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to constantly remember Allah in every moment of our lives. It's not some wird and set of awrad. All of those things are also dhikr. Salah is dhikr, tilawat al-Quran is dhikr, the adhkar of the morning and the night and so on. All of these which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do, we must do, and these are the means of great barakah for us, inshallah. But the real dhikr of Allah is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in every aspect of our lives. Standing, sitting and lying down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this and said that this is the sign of Al-Ulil Albab. Who are they? Alladheena yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly. He said, who are the people who are intelligent people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down? In Suratul Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, wadhkur rabbaka idha nasit. Allah said, remember your Rabb when you forget. Meaning, two things. One is that anytime you forget to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remind yourself and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a remedy for forgetfulness. Yeah, many of us have this. You suddenly forget something, you wanted to say something. What must you do? Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quickly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ. Remember your Rabb when you forget. Right? Another way to remember is to recite durood. And immediately you will remember whatever it is that you had forgotten. Because durood is again dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the biggest need of the human being, the biggest thing which everyone in the world is running behind and wants, is not wealth. It is not comfort, it is not safety, it is peace of mind. All these other things are supposed to contribute to peace of mind. Why do you need money? Because you want to have freedom from worry. If I have enough money, I don't have to worry about my children, about my family, about my food, and so on and so on. I must have having the money by itself is not an aim. For example, if somebody tells you, go rob a bank, right? You will get $1 million and then you will get a jail sentence and you will be in jail for the next 10 years. Is it acceptable? Even though that $1 million is yours, are you willing to go and sit in jail for 10 years? No, you are not. Because that is not the purpose of just having the money to know I am sitting in jail every day. I am living in that prison for life sentence or for the next 20 years and I have this money. Which is stashed away somewhere. I know, I have this money. What good is that? What good is that? So, when you say you want money to do something for you. What is it supposed to do for you? Give you peace of mind. I don't want to have worries. I don't want to have any problems. But where is that peace of mind actually? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah said, the actual peace of mind, comfort for the heart is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not in money, it's not in anything else of this dunya. Even those who are chasing all of these things in the dunya are chasing it for peace of mind. And Allah is saying peace of mind is in the ذکر آف اللہ الا بذکر اللہ تطمئن القلوب. Somebody came to Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi and he said, a man came, he was sitting with his students, a man came to him and he said, I've come from such and such a place, we have a drought, there is no rain and crops are getting destroyed. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, go make tawbah istighfar. Go and make tawbah istighfar. So the man went away. Another man came. Man, he said, I am very poor, I have no money, I am, destitute, I need sustenance. Hasan Basri rahmatullah said, go make tawbah istighfar. A third man came and he said, I have no children, I need somebody as a warith. And Hasan Basri said, rahmatullah, go make tawbah istighfar. So his students said, I said to him, three people came and asked you about three completely different things. Somebody says there is no rain, there is a drought. Somebody says I have no children. Somebody says I have no money. And you are giving the same solution to all of them. How is that? Hasan Basri rahmatullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. Fastaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. وَيُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. In Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nuh alayhi salam is saying to his people, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ, go make istighfar to your Rabb. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا, verily he is the one who forgives. And when he forgives, what will happen? وَيُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, he will send rain on you. He will send rain for you. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ, and he will do imdad, he will help you and he will increase your money and your children. So he said, I told him the remedy from the Quran. It is the same remedy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now we are talking about remedies from the Quran and the Zikr when you don't have anything. Look at the other side of the story. When you have everything. When you have everything, what did Allah say? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when the Nasr of Allah, when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, and when the help of Allah comes, what is the sign, or what is the finest sign, the best sign sign to show that the help of Allah is with us? It's not winning a jackpot. That's not the help of Allah, right? The best sign of the help of Allah is that hidayah becomes common. Allah is speaking to his Nabi alayhi salam. What is the job of the Nabi? To guide people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is saying that when the help of Allah comes and you find people are being guided to Allah, you find that hidayat is becoming common, people are accepting Islam, yadkhuluna fi dinillah, they are entering the deen of Allah, not in ones and twos, afwajan, in armies. We are not talking about one person accepting Islam, we are very happy. No, he is talking about entire cities, entire countries. Yadkhuluna fi dinillah afwaja. What must you do? Go give a party. Jump up and down and say, I am the greatest. Is it? No. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. What must you do? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask istighfar. For what? Why? What is the istighfar? What sin did you commit? People, you have given dawah to people, they are accepting Islam. Allah is saying, no, you make istighfar. Allah is not saying, tell them to make istighfar. No. They are making istighfar, they are coming into Islam. Allah is saying, no, you make istighfar. For what? This istighfar is protection for yourself. This is protection for yourself so that you don't start feeling that this is because of my effort. I made so much effort. This happened. I did this. I did this. I did this. Our entire conversation today is I did this. I did this. I did this. You? My Sheikh used to say, if you want to know your reality, if you want to know how powerful you are, when you wake up in the morning, don't go to the toilet. That is all. If you really want to know how powerful you are, when you wake up in the morning, don't go to the toilet. Bolte the, main dekhta hu kitni der thehrte tum. He said, I will see how long you can wait. What is inside your own belly, you have no control over it. If it has to come out, it will come out. If you don't go to the toilet, it will come out in your pants, in your bedroom. You can't stop it. And you think you are so powerful. I did this, I did this, I did this. What did you do? It is by the hukum of Allah, it is by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made whatever he had to make. He could have made the same effect out of a dog. He chose you. There are people who will look at an animal and they will get hidayah. Again, my Shaykh used to say, rahmatullah alayh, he used to say, I will tell you what he used to say in Urdu, then I will translate it for others. He used to say, kutte ko phatar mare to, kutta phatar ko nahi kaatta, tere ko kaatta bolte. Bole, kutta bhi samajhta, faile haqiqi kon hai. Aur tu jaake ghair ke samne siddha kar raha bolte. He said, if you throw a stone at a dog, the dog doesn't bite the stone, the dog bites you, because the dog knows where the stone came from. He knows the stone can't do anything. There is somebody behind the stone who is doing this. He said, even the dog recognizes that, you don't recognize it. You are saying, meri dukaan, mera makaan, mera ghar, falana, ye ne raha to kya hota, wo ne raha to kya hota. You are running behind this thing. What will happen if my business shuts down? What will happen if this happens? What? La hawla quwwata. He said, you are worse than a dog. You don't even understand that what the dog understands. That stone can't do anything. Your dukaan cannot do anything. This political party cannot do anything. This election cannot do anything. Nobody can do anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah has not handed over the keys to this dunya to Rahul Gandhi or to Narendra Modi or to Amit Shah or to Donald Trump or to whoever the hell. Allah is not. This dunya belongs to Allah. Lahu maafi samawati maafi lan. Whatever is there belongs to Allah. Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Did Allah say, إِلَّا الْهِنْدِ إِلَّا الْهَيْدْرَبَادِ? Did Allah? No. كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are running like, you know, I won't say like dogs, because dogs are better. They don't run behind the stone. They are looking at the person. Who threw the stone? I will go bite that fellow. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in every aspect of our lives. Recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, only because of you. That is why Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, I think, and somebody says it was Imam Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi, who said it. Wallah alam, whoever said it, it's a beautiful quote. He said that when somebody praises you, know that he is praising the cover that Allah has put over you. He's not praising you. He's praising what he's seeing. What is he seeing? He's seeing the cover that Allah has put over you. The real you, only Allah knows. Now, don't get carried away. Don't think, oh, mashallah, people are saying this. No, no. Let people say whatever they want to say. That's alhamdulillah. But don't start believing that. Don't start believing it. They are saying that because Allah is only showing them that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to keep the cover over us and not to expose us. And the way to ensure that, the way to ensure that Allah does not expose you, is never to expose your brother. Don't expose your brother. Don't talk about somebody's weakness or somebody's sin that you have seen. Don't talk about that. Don't lift somebody else's cover. Because if you do that, Allah will lift yours. And if Allah wants to humiliate you, Allah will humiliate you where you are sitting inside your home. You don't have to, Allah doesn't have to do anything. So keep the cover over others. Allah will keep the cover over you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to remove this cover and always keep this cover that He has placed over us so that we are hidden and all our faults are hidden and they are known only to the one who has the power to forgive them. So I remind myself and you, let us make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. Let us not talk about anybody else. Let us focus on ourselves. Because one of my friends sent me, last Ramadan, they sent me one thing, on WhatsApp, they said, the scary thing about Ramadan is to realize it is not shaitan, it is you. Because shaitan has been chained, you are still doing the same nonsense, so who is doing it now? So he said, the scary thing about Ramadan is to realize that it's not shaitan, it is you. This nafs of ours, and that's why I always make this dua, oh Allah, save us from ourselves. Allah, save us from us. Because we are reminded of this in every Jummah khutbah. Every Jummah khutbah. Oh Allah, save us from our own nafs. Sayyati amalina. Min sayyati amalina. Oh Allah, save us from my own sins. Min shururi anfusina. Save us from the shar of my nafs. وَمِن سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. You would have heard every Jummah khutbah, everywhere in the world. You must remember that when we hear this, not just words, think about that. We are making this dua. The khatib is making the dua on your behalf and on his own behalf. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to always keep us in remembrance of himself and to enable us to live our lives in a way where we are constantly in remembrance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we meet him with that remembrance. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.